As you move up in the organization, you start to realize that you are responsible for the success of the organization. And that includes messaging to the public. That includes understanding what the strategic direction is for your organization. That might include a heck of a lot more innovation, so new products. Designing new products, finding new ways, smarter ways, lean ways of doing business. So you have a different kind of job. And ultimately, when you become a manager or supervisor, your job is to inspire the people who work for your organization.
So, when I think about yourself or someone else moving through the ranks, it to me can seem isolating in that the people that once were your friends are now your subordinates, and that you have to manage interpersonal relationships, but also task work, and the same level of interpersonal relationship may now not be appropriate.
Yeah, I think I've seen a number of leaders, Laura, who've made mistakes around this. And they transition from a group of colleagues and they become their boss. And they still think that they can go out and socially have a couple of beers, talk freely, share company secrets or company information. Because they want to be liked and they want to be part of that group. And what they need to see is that they now have a new group, and the new group might be the supervisors or the director or the shareholder, that you need to set a boundary. You can care about those people, and those people will be coming to you with personal issues around their families or work issues or struggles they might have, and you need to be empathetic. I mean, we know that the best leaders are those who have a humanistic, encouraging approach. So I don't mean to be that people should just like turn it off in terms of their emotions and relating to those people, but there is a boundary. You are now responsible and accountable for them, and you need to establish yourself as their boss, as their supervisor, and look for your supports in new ways. So your support group really changes dramatically in terms of your now who else is in management. Reaching across to other companies or like organizations to develop a network of people doing jobs that are like yours. And it gets a little more isolating and lonely, to be honest.
And what are your recommendations when someone comes into your office and says, I'm moving into this new leadership position, what do I do?
Well, the first thing I want to say, not to toot my own horn, is that, the isolating part of this and the like, what is my role now? It's really great when people seek out coaching because then they have somebody to talk to. So I have a director coming in to see me this afternoon, and she's been receiving coaching for over a year, and she basically says, it's so wonderful to really help her to assess her role as a leader, and also to have someone to talk to because of that isolation and sometimes not being able to share everything with all of your staff. So, I do talk to people about, letting go of that old role, letting go of that role of whatever your role was as a teacher and now you're a principal. Well, you're no longer in the classroom. Intersecting with the kids. You're now a principal, so your main audience might be the school board, your superintendent, the trustees, and the parents. You have other people who are now in the classroom providing education to kids, and you have to make sure that they're well trained and that there's some performance evaluations, but you're not going to sneak every day back into the classroom. As tempting as it is, that's not your role anymore. And I think when people are considering making that move, they have to really think about that. It is a completely different job to be a leader versus a provider of service. And they really have to get themselves ready to make that transition, understand that they're now part of a larger group, and that they have to motivate people. Their job is to be a motivator. And so I help them to see that they have a new role and that they have new responsibilities.
And you talking about the transition, there could be adverse response from your subordinate.
Yes.
If you are going back on the front line and doing the work that you used to be doing. Not only are you taking energy away from what you should be doing, but you actually could be having a really negative impact on the morale of your...
Right. I think that people moving into leadership don't realize when they are many of them, when they are what I call micromanaging. They now have someone else who's doing their job and they're checking to see if that person's doing their job as well as they think they would have done the job. Maybe that person actually has a better way to do the job. I think the organizations that struggle the most are those organizations that pick leaders because they have good technical skills and they don't even look at their leadership ability. Technical skills are great, and it's great to understand the work that your subordinates are doing. But really, leadership is more strategic and more influential. And when you're checking your staff all the time, or where you're looking at them, or when you're comparing what they did to how you used to do the job, morale tanks. That is not good for organizations. And leaders say, well, I'm just doing my job. I just want to make sure the quality's there. Well, how are you doing your job, and how does that feel to your staff? So they really have to understand that there are absolute check-ins, ways to hold people accountable, for sure, but that they cannot be looking over the shoulder of staff, which feels, you know, it just doesn't feel good to people. You know, when you're a staff member and you write a report and you know that every single time that report goes to your boss, they're going to change a word or two just to feel like they're important, it drives people crazy, quite frankly.